Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Soccer Matters.
Quick shot, score! The U.S. with Dempsey!
To Fabregas, who looks for Iniesta, who's onside! Spain score!
Entonces el centro de Madrid.
Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. How about a quick shout out here for Advantage BMW in Midtown? I've leased from Advantage. Advantage is a great place to get yourself in a sedan, get yourself in an X5 or a SUV. Advantage BMW Midtown, go down there, say hello to Justin, say hello to Steven, and get that hometown advantage at AdvantageBMWHouston.com. That's Advantage BMW, remember this, in Midtown. And he comes on the show now. He is the Dynamo head coach, Todd Ramos. Todd, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you, Glenn. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, always a pleasure. Okay, let's just talk about the importance of getting off to a great result here in the opening game. 2-1 win over San Jose. Great way to start the season.
Yeah, it was. We're happy about it. Obviously, that's what we needed. You know, we needed to start with a win so that we could get some confidence. But in general, I also liked the way the team played. You know, I thought that we should have put the game away earlier and we didn't. But still, you know, I'm happy with the team and I think it's definitely a good start, especially considering our next 10 games are really difficult.
Anything in particular that you really saw come to fruition with the execution of your system that really made you happy in this game?
Well, I think in particular for this game, we knew that because of the way they play, we could move them around a little bit and leave some spaces open in the middle of the field to find Maxi's feet. And I think that worked pretty well for us, actually, because we had not been playing that way. I mean, obviously, we play in the same system, but we thought that we would find some holes in the middle there. And we did. And that was sort of the beginning of all our attacking chances. And we were happy with that. Also, you know, our press worked really well. You know, for a team like San Jose that plays out of the back always against everyone, I don't think we allowed them to play out of the back at all when we press them high. And so I was very happy considering it's our first game of the season. And, you know, when you have a pressing team, all it takes is for one player to not be in the right place and it ruins everything. And I thought we were at the right place almost every single time. And so I'm really happy with that.
All right, let's talk about what I thought was a really fun pairing to watch, Maxi Arruti and Memo. I thought those two were working off each other very well, and to your point of creating space, with Maxi's movement, I mean, it's up to people to take the space that he opens up for others. Is that fair to say?
There's no question when Maxi comes into midfield to receive that Memo has to make those big efforts into the box. He has to make that run, and I think he did that. You know, I mean, we obviously – everybody would agree that Memo had a great game. Now it's my job as a coach to continue to motivate him so that game is just another game. He's a young player. I think he has a lot of room for improvement. And I'm hoping that this will be a big year for him.
Houston Dynamo head coach Todd Ramos joining us. You know, you did tell me before this game that you were challenging him. You were saying, look, we need more from you, Memo. And he responded to you. That's got to make you feel good as a coach because, you know, when you lay those challenges out to people, they just can't come randomly. They have to have some substance behind them, and you got a great reaction from him.
For sure. And now I think the important part is to keep some sort of consistency at that level. And I know that it was a good game, but I think, you know, when you watch Memo every day, you come to expect things like this. I don't think there was anything he did in the game that I can tell you I'm really surprised by. And I think that's a good sign. But it also means that there's a lot more responsibility on him because this is the sort of game that we expect.
Health-wise, you got a great game out of Boniek Garcia's first ever start as a center back. Health-wise, is the center back position getting healthier?
Yeah, we are. So it looks like Alejandro will have his second full week of training this week. So that's someone that can potentially come into the picture. And also Minor is back training with us as of today. And so that's also somebody that we could potentially consider. So we'll see how everybody's doing going into Thursday, and then we'll decide at that point what we're going to do.
All right. I know you want to get off to a good start on the road. You need more road points this year. Let's talk a little bit about Portland and going on the road. You know, at this point in the week, and I know you can't give things away, but in your mind right now, how much potentially changes going on the road, going to an artificial surface, and the Portland Timbers?
I mean, there will likely be changes because, you know, it's a different team. We're playing against a different team. We have to decide whether we change personnel or actually the way we play. Portland is a very mature, very well-oiled machine, I think. And I think everybody knows that, you know. Eric Williamson and Diego Chara in the middle of the field are just, you know, two of the best two-way players in the league. And then they have Valeri right in front of them, who's roaming around usually those spaces in front of the defense. And, you know, every time he touches the ball, you know, usually he leads somebody for an assist, or he creates a great chance. So, I mean, you know, we know that, everybody in the league knows that. And it's up to us to challenge ourselves now to do a good job on the road against a tough team.
So how important is it to match up with Williamson, Valeri, and Chara, if in fact that is their midfield?
Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing, that we don't know what it's going to look like, right? I mean, I know that in the last game, you know, Gio subbed out both Valeri and Williamson, which would indicate maybe he's, you know, maybe saving them a little bit. Also, we have to remember that they play Club America 4 days after our game. So that's also something that, as a, you know, I'm sure Gio has to consider. And so we actually don't know. You know, we can only prepare for the best that they can offer and then take it from there.
Any indications that they were saying Sebastian Blanco could return soon? Any indications that this could be his first minutes? Or
I don't have any more information than you have. I've heard the same. I've tried to find out more information, but I actually don't know. And I wouldn't be surprised if he plays. I'd be maybe a little bit more surprised if he starts, you know, because I think when you bring, in particular, a player so important, if you remember last year, Blanco, when he got injured, he was the best player in the league. And so I would think, you know, I'm just thinking from a coaching standpoint, I would think likely you want to give him 30, 35 minutes, but who knows? I don't know.
Tab, how about a couple keys, you know, on the road in Portland? Just in the consideration of it's a road game, it is the Portland Timbers. They've been a very consistent team under your former teammate, Gio.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I was saying before, they're a team that they are incredibly difficult to defend against. But they do have some holes defensively because they are committed to attacking. And I think we have to focus on that. You know, we certainly don't want to go to Portland and only think about, you know, the way they can hurt us and try to prevent that. I think we also have to think of the ways that we can hurt them and create some good matchups for us in different areas. And, you know, I think with players like Fafa and Tyler, you know, and Maxi and Memo, we can potentially do that because they're players that can hurt you.
Talking to Tab Ramos, head coach of the Houston Dynamo. How about going head-to-head with another very passionate coach like yourself and Gio Savarese, your former teammate at the Metro Stars?
I mean, Gio, you know, the thing about Gio is, you know, Gio is a great guy. You know, everybody loves Gio. You know, I've known him, obviously, for a lot longer than most people. But, you know, he's a great friend. You know, we stay in touch. He has done a great job. I always root for him. And obviously hoping the best for him, but he's, you know, he's a great person, a good human being, and I think a great coach.
You know, the passion that he brings, the passion that you bring, you know, I saw you at the final whistle, a really passionate moment there for you, you know, big 3 points. How important is it for a coach to show that passion? And I know you probably show it more maybe behind closed doors, but is it important to show that passion on a sideline at times during the games? Because I know Gio is a very emotional guy. It's like he's living and breathing with every single pass that's being made.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I'm as emotional as Gio on the sideline, but, you know, how important is it? I mean, I think every coach is different, you know? I don't think there's a right way. You know, we were excited in this game because we felt like we really needed this game to start the season. So I think it was obviously really important. Not that any other game wouldn't be just as important or more, but I don't necessarily feel like the coach needs to show that energy. It's, you know, it's going to be different games, different coaches, different situations. And sometimes I'm going to get, you know, emotional. Sometimes I'm going to get heated, and sometimes I'm just not going to say much. You know, it just all depends.
Todd Ramos joining us here. How about the overall weekend in Major League Soccer from your perspective? I'm sure you watched the Portland game, of course, but, you know, looked very entertaining, a lot of great goals, a lot of differing goals that would probably stand up in any league in the world.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was a great weekend to start. You know, it's nice to see, you know, obviously maybe not great for us, but in general, from a league standpoint, nice to see Chicharito score two goals and see him back to his old self. You know, I'm encouraged by those things because at the end of the day, I also root for the league. And so I like that. You know, I thought that the Dallas-Colorado game was a very good up and down game. Both teams played really well. I really liked that game. And then there was a number of other games that I felt, you know, I felt were back and forth. You know, the Kansas City Red Bull game was just, it was hectic. You know, it was just, you know, the ball went back and forth between both teams who really chased after it, and neither team could have won. I saw all the games. You know, Columbus-Philadelphia was a battle of giants, you know, and you could tell, you know, either team could have won the game, but there was a lot of quality in the game. There was also a lot of strength in the game. I felt like the teams just looked strong and ready. So there's a lot of different scenarios going on in the league, but it's, you know, it's exciting, and hopefully you know, there's a continuation all the way to November.
Ever thought of being a radio host? That was just a great radio intro for the show tonight. I may just play that.
Oh, no, but you know, I had a couple of
great synopsis of the weekend.
I had a few experiences on TV. I actually enjoyed that.
That's right. I forgot about that.
I don't necessarily think I'm made for TV, I'll be honest, but of course, I don't have to convince anybody of that. But I enjoy doing the World Cup, you know. I'm hoping that I can do the next World Cup on TV as well.
Yeah, and that minute and a half there was a great synopsis of Major League Soccer's opening weekend. And by the way, it wasn't too wordy either. It was really easily digested. It wasn't overly rhetoric, you know. It was very, very good. Excellent stuff. I think I'd like you to stay a coach for a while longer, though, okay? Let's keep it
happening. Yeah, for sure.
All right, listen, Pat, thanks as always for coming on. We appreciate it. Best of luck in Portland, and thank you for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, that's Todd Ramos, head coach of the Houston Dynamo. Big one in Portland. You can catch it on Quest 55. The pregame show is at 9 o'clock, and then 9:30 will be in action. All right, we'll take a quick break here. It's brought to you by Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture.
Get low when the whistle goes.
Wheel. Fun.
Get low when the whistle goes.
Sports. ESPN 97.5.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.